Hey everybody, Matt McCarthy for Rugby Wrap-Up here at the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 on West 35th Street in New York City, built into the Renaissance Hotel. I'm here with Mr. Junois Bleiberg, the Rugby Rain Man, and calling in with us a special guest, Mr. Blaine Scully from Wales. He plays with Cardiff. Mr. Scully, welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
For the folks that don't know this, you are the co-captain for the USA, bruising wing for the Cardiff Blues, the historic club, and you're just coming back from an elbow injury, nearing playing time. What's the health like?
Feeling really good. I think sometimes life as a professional athlete seems like life in between injuries, but really fortunate to have a lot of good people looking after me, both at Cardiff and stateside, and just working every day to try to get their elbow right in the position to get back on the field and help the team.
How close are you, do you think?
Pretty close to starting my contact prep and return to play protocol and back training with the team in a non-contact capacity, but love being back out there and can't wait to get taped up and go again.
Yeah, it must have been tough for you watching from the sidelines as we qualified for the World Cup against Canada. You missed the Ireland match with the injury, unfortunately, the two tests against Canada. What was that like watching the boys?
I was happy to be there and help the team. I was running waters and getting the messages and all that, but I thought it was good. It was great to be able to qualify ahead of Canada as North America number one. And look, now it's all about getting ready for 2019 in Japan and doing everything we can to put ourselves in a position to get a pool win and go from there.
All right. So for people that don't know this, and probably take for granted that you've been playing rugby for a long time, you didn't start playing rugby until you were in college at UCLA, correct?
Correct, 18 years old.
18 years old, started playing rugby, and then fast-tracked. You switched to Cal, and then the fast-track was Eagles, Leicester Tigers, and now Cardiff Blues, if I'm not mistaken. There was no club rugby in the mix, was there?
That's correct. I think I played a couple of tournaments for Ombak when I was at UCLA, but other than that, no club experience in the USA.
That's a goddamn miracle, that pathway. Right, Junior?
Yeah. Can you confirm that you were a water polo player before a rugby player? I've heard rumors.
Yeah, I did water polo, basketball, swimming. My dad and brother were football players in college. Uncles played baseball. Mom did a good job keeping me away from football and somehow ended up making tackles for a living anyways. But, kind of back to that pathway question. Been pretty fortunate, I think, in my experience, and I had a lot of good people invest a lot of time in me and the product of all their hard work, really, and just got really fortunate, I think.
So the transition was basically from the swimming pool and basketball court to rugby.
Yeah, pretty close. Well, the funny thing is I went to Jesuit High School, which is a pretty good high school program, perennial national champions, and had a lot of buddies on the team, and I think Lou Stanfield's dad, who was my JV basketball coach, came up to me one time and he said, I think he'd be a pretty good rugby player, and didn't think much of it and ended up picking it up in 18. And it was a sport I was supposed to play all along.
So you resisted the temptations of the Stanfield family, probably protecting your body a little bit longer, right? And then still you managed to become co-captain of the Eagles. You've captained the Eagles. You've actually captained Cardiff a couple of times. And now here we are. You're on the cusp of coming back with Cardiff and coming back with Team USA. Good stuff. But talking about the injuries and all that stuff, you've been well taken care of over there, and you're under the protection of the Welsh Players Rugby Association, or the WRPA?
WRPA.
WRPA. Yeah. And now you're trying to do your part in making sure that players over here in the United States have some protection with the formation of the United States Rugby Players Association, or CACHI, USRPA.
Yeah, it's something we've been working towards for a long time. It's something we've talked about as a playing group for a number of years and just haven't been able to do it for one reason or the other. And over the last 18 months, really, it's been a pretty good push by a lot of really, really committed individuals and collectively coming together and trying to make this thing work. So I think we can create a unified playing group which is able to best serve the players and best serve USA Rugby.
Speaking of USA Rugby, I see the Stars and Stripes just behind your left shoulder there. What is that going on there?
It's my blanket.
That's just to keep your American on, right? Your American on when you're... Yeah. All right. So you're over there in Wales. What's it like being an American player abroad?
It's a pretty interesting experience. And for the first 4 years of my professional career, I had to do it alone. So I finally had my wife over here who came in January, and it's been a pretty amazing experience to both of us be here and kind of live overseas. And it's interesting, really enjoying the time we have here, because as a professional athlete, we know it's a very short window where we actually get to do this for a living. And to do something that I've always wanted to do ever since I touched rugby ball, which was play professional rugby and represent my country. Been really fortunate in my experience to go to a great club at Leicester, have some really good individuals mentor me through that process, earn a contract with Cardiff. Again, some really good individuals who have helped me grow and develop, and you know, consistently be able to go back to Cal and have the support there that I've always had and will continue to have in the future. And just really, really cool experience overall, and looking forward to getting a couple more years.
So when a guy like Cam Dolan comes over, because he's playing with you at Cardiff, do you guys catch the odd rodeo or watch John Wayne movies together to get your American on?
Well, we play a little country music in the changing room, that's for sure.
Okay. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with Mr. Blaine Scully calling in from Wales. That's how international and global rugby wrap-up is, folks. We'll be right back.
If you're just joining us, this is a big match and a big moment as Clijsters toes the line.
You know, John, Anderson has really been struggling out there today. Huge mistake as Clijsters clinches another title. Don't let your nutrition get in the way. USANA, the official multivitamin of the WTA.
From around the globe, legends are arriving at Rugby Town USA. 20 teams, including the Olympic gold medal rugby champions Fiji. Rugby Town Sevens, August 25th through the 27th at Infinity Park in Glendale, Colorado. Tickets at rugbytownsevens.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Rugby Wrap-Up at the Fantasy Sports Network, Studio 34 on West 35th Street in New York City. Junois Bleber, the Rugby Rain Man, and Mr. Blaine Scully, the Cardiff Blues and USA Rugby star, on the line calling in. Blaine, are you sipping a coffee over there right now while you're talking? Because I know you drink a lot of coffee.
Copy that. And there's actually a coffee shop here run by an American guy, so a little taste of home.
Nice. Nice. Blaine, let's go back to your side of the pond a little bit. There's been some big news in professional rugby globally because of the contraction of the Super Rugby teams and the addition of two teams up in the Pro 12, making it the Pro 14 with the Cheetahs and the Kings coming in. What's the buzz with the players about all that?
I think it's been pretty cool. It will be an interesting experience being in kind of a true global league. And it'll be also pretty good to get down to South Africa in April when it can be pretty cold and wet down in Cardiff. So we'll be looking forward to that. But it's pretty exciting from a competition point of view. It's been a little bit strange not getting the fixtures list until probably a couple weeks before the season. But everyone's really excited to just get back into it. Preseasons can kind of drag on a little bit, and so everyone's just ready to go.
How familiar are you with the players from those teams that are coming up?
Played against South Africa in the 2015 World Cup. Other than that, not too much.
Yeah, I'm
outside of watching Super Rugby as a fan.
Now, in watching Super Rugby, they tend to play a much more wide open style of play. Are you excited about playing against a team that's gonna move the ball around, so you guys can move the ball around, and maybe we'll see a 60-65 kind of scoreline?
Ooh. Yeah, I think, well, South African teams specifically tend to be more on the physical side of that spectrum. And whereas we as Cardiff Blues, we tend to play a more expansive type style of rugby, which suits us. And we play on a 4G pitch, which means we like a high-tempo game. And so we're really looking forward to challenging ourselves against the South African team, which we know will be physical and aggressive. South Africans, who are big men, and hopefully we can impose ourselves into that situation with some of the tempo, but really excited to play them.
How do you like the 4G pitch?
I think it's nice when the weather is as it can be in the UK, which means you don't necessarily have to run around in mud. But I think it does offer some solutions to some pitch situations that happen in the UK. So I don't mind it.
Yeah, like when the rain is blowing sideways?
Spoken like a true winger.
Yeah, 45-degree wind.
Yeah, 45-degree wind. All right, so I got a question from Johnny Lewis of Johnny Lewis Films. He is a dynamite filmmaker, specifically works with us from time to time. He's a Welshman. He's a rugby fanatic. If I don't ask, he's not going to edit anything for us again, so I have to ask you this question. He's not happy about the historic Newport name being dropped with the Dragons. As a player, are you sad to see the famous Newport name removed, and do you feel Welsh rugby is doing the fans a wrong by losing their historic club names? Not to put you on the spot at all, Blaine, but
no pressure.
No pressure.
No, I think one of the really cool things about Wales is how passionate the fans are and how committed they are to their clubs. And I know it's been a kind of tumultuous period of time for Newport in particular, and with the WRU taking over and all that. But I think at the end of the day, the fans are rugby fans, and they're committed to that club. And you know, the club and the history don't erase just because the name of the city is removed, I don't believe. And hopefully they can get all behind those players, and the players will do everything they can to give those fans a good season.
Well, I think those fans are going to be thrilled when they find out that you're going to be doing your press conferences in Welsh.
Shemai.
And they'll be short, right. They'll be short and sweet. Good. I like that. Junoir, do you have any more questions for Mr. Scully before we let him go?
Well, a couple. First one is we've seen a lot of great wingers shift inside as their to extend their career, because we all know speed's the first thing to go. Have you, at the club level or the national level, looked at maybe moving into center or fullback?
I've seen you flank a couple of times.
Yeah, I did hit the flank a couple of times.
Yeah, when you're playing down a man, he goes into flank.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
Well, you're a large man.
I kind of consider myself a back three player. I play wing, and I do play some fullback. I played quite a bit of test rugby at fullback.
You played fullback against South Africa in the Rugby World Cup, didn't you?
Yeah, and Samoa as well. But I think, you know, outside of position-specific stuff, and just try to work on being a good rugby player. And there are some skill specifics or position-specific skills that I need to continue to work on. And I'm a firm believer that I'm always a work in progress and always have the opportunity to get better and grow the game and grow my game personally. And I think, you know, as an athlete, kind of having that curiosity and that ability to be honest in your own assessment of yourself and your performances is what really determines how successful you are in the long run. As far as working in to change positions, I don't know. As far as being the best rugby player I can be, that's what I'll try to do every day.
Well said. We've got a couple of final questions for you because we're running out of time, unfortunately, Mr. Scully. But how's Cardiff going to do this year?
If we can keep everyone healthy and get them in a good run, we have an opportunity to surprise some people. We were pretty competitive throughout the year last year. We hit a period of time where we had a lot of injuries, which compromised us a little bit. But I think if we can keep everyone healthy on the field and just do what we do well, I think we'll have the opportunity to do well.
And are you calling Chris Wiles with questions about the new forming of the head coach? Because he's on that committee with Dave Hodges and Alex Magleby, apparently whittling down the list for Dan Payne.
There's no better guy to be on that list. Because Chris Wiles is a true servant of American rugby, and obviously his resume speaks for himself. So there's probably not a person I respect more and a better teammate that I've ever had.
Impressive. What is going to be your future? You've shown leadership on the field as a co-captain. You've shown leadership off the field in USRPA.
USRPA.
Save the USRPA. Yeah,
USRPA. So are you like, I know you're focused on a player, but 5-10 years, are you going to think you're going to go coaching route or administration route?
Shoot, that's a tough question and something my wife has been throwing at me quite a bit lately. I don't know. I think I'm super passionate about the game and growing the game in the United States. And I think coaching is definitely an experience I would love to have. And the administration side as well would be right, for just as an opportunity to contribute and hopefully continue to build on the structures that we're starting to develop in order to create the pathways for athletes to kind of come through and reach their potential. So I guess it kind of becomes a question of what's on the table and as far as where I can add most value. Something I'm really passionate about is American rugby and rugby in the United States, and love to see it as good as it can be and do my part to continue to try to grow the game.
All right, Blaine, we have one final thing for you, because you just mentioned being an American, a rugby American, and there's no greater rugby American than the great Lou Stanfill, and we're introducing our new segment.
Is he going to do this every show?
Yeah. Yes, Lou is going to do a recurring segment. What Lou Stanfill wants to know, your fellow great American, and he's got his first question, and it's for you. Here it is.
Blaine, Lou Stanfill here. Welcome to the best rugby show in the nation, possibly the world. What value do you hold most important to be an effective leader?
Lou, I think you both know we're huge fans of Jocko Willink, former Navy SEAL commanding officer, Jocko podcast, extreme ownership author, but I don't think there's a better definition than the one we got at Cal from Coach Clark and Coach Billups, which is the ability to make those around you better, more productive. And if you can start there as a leader, helping yourself and your teammates or those around you be the best that you can be, it's a pretty good place to start.
Good answer, good answer. And did you have anything else before we let you go?
Guys, I'd also like to give a shout out to Robert Paler, the injured Cal rugby player. He's been fighting down in Colorado. I think everyone in the rugby community has been phenomenal in their support of him, and would love to see him continue to support it. I'd like to say, Rob, you're an inspiration to us all. You represent the best of us, and we're all with you. For everyone out there, please go to GoFundMe.com/Robert Paler. You can continue to support him there.
Beautiful. Good stuff. Good stuff.
And also, best of luck to the USA Rugby women in the World Cup.
Thank you, Blaine.
Thank you.
Thanks, Blaine.
You'll be able to.
On behalf of Mr. Blaine Scully, Mr. Junois Bleber, Matt McCarthy for Rugby Wrap-Up at the Fantasy Sports Network in the Rock and Riley's Bar at the Renaissance Hotel on West 35th Street in New York, signing off.
Blaine Scully, the fullback, coming off